Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
USA. The Senator of the Maryland General Assembly, Benjamin Kramer, issued an official citation of support to Shenyun Performing Arts on January 7th. It read, "Be it hereby known to all that sincerest congratulations are offered to Shenyun Performing Arts in recognition of celebrating 20 years of breathtaking artistry, preserving classical Chinese culture, inspiring audiences worldwide, and honoring timeless traditions through music, dance, and spiritual heritage."
South Korea, the Tiantai Bookstore in the city of Seoul celebrated the 31st anniversary of the publication of Juan Falun, the main teachings of Falun Dafa, on January 4th. The text was first published in Beijing, China on January 4th, 1995. It has been translated into 50 different languages and has benefited practitioners in over 100 countries. The joyful event in Yongsan District began with a musical performance. Practitioners performed the songs Be Saved and Coming for You. Bookstore coordinator Zhang Shu said, "I hope everyone hears about Juan Falun, reads it, and gains wisdom." The more than 50 people who attended the celebration read together from Juan Falun and talked about their cultivation experiences. Several people said they had tried to understand the purpose of life prior to finding Falun Dafa, but did not discover answers to their questions until they read Juan Falun. Practitioners said the book helped them stay positive at work and in daily life.
India. Every winter, on the seventh day of the Bengali month of Paush, West Bengal's biggest fair, Paush Mala, is held in the neighborhood of Santiketan, West Bengal. Organizers estimate that about 1.6 million people from all parts of India and other countries visited the trade fair from December 22nd to December 28th this year. More than 1,500 booths featuring local craftsmen from every Indian state participated. Falun Dafa practitioners from the city of Kolkata traveled to the fair to introduce the practice to thousands of people who attended and to share information about the benefits they received from their own spiritual journeys. Dr. Bitt, a retired plastic surgeon, came across Juan Falun in 2011 and shared, "It answered so many of my questions about spirituality, about karmic retribution and why we suffer. The asthma that bothered him for 33 years, along with his allergies and knee pain, disappeared like a miracle within a week." Trade fair visitor Chhatrapati Murmur is a biology teacher. He had a long conversation with a practitioner at the Falun Dafa booth and said that what he learned will give him a new direction in life. He purchased copies of the books Juan Falun and Falun Gong.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. An 88-year-old woman in Sichuan Province died on December 18, 2025. Ms. Tang Shujin was getting off a bus in 2022 when she was stopped by plainclothes police who forced her into a car and taken to a police station. During her interrogation, Ms. Tang refused to answer questions and was taken to three different places in town where it was alleged that she had distributed Falun Gong materials. Police officers then raided her home without a search warrant. Two female officers returned to Ms. Tang's home the next day and tricked her husband, who was still recovering from a head injury sustained the year prior, to sign documents later used against Ms. Tang. 3 years later, the district procuratorate called Ms. Tang saying that she had been indicted. She passed away while awaiting trial. Ms. Tong has been arrested numerous times and spent a total of 6.5 years in both labor camps and prison.
An 84-year-old woman in Liaoning province died recently due to persecution. Ms. Zhu and her husband, Mr. Wu Wuting, were arrested in 2014 after the police spotted them talking to people about Falun Gong on the street. The couple were both sentenced to 4 years. Ms. Zhu was held in a division for elderly inmates and forced to make cotton swabs every day despite her advanced age. Upon hearing that the authorities would take him to the Dalian prison, Mr. Wu, who had been out on bail, fled home on January 13, 2016, and went into hiding. The hardship from living a displaced life and the mental pressure from the persecution took a toll on Mr. Wu's health. He became incapacitated, with difficulty walking and taking care of himself. He passed away in 2021. Ms. Zhu struggled to live on her own after her husband's passing. She died on January 9, 2026, at the age of 84.
An 81-year-old woman in Xi'an City died on October 2, 2025, after enduring 26 years of persecution for her faith in Falun Gong. After the start of the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, Ms. Tang Yuhua was repeatedly targeted for upholding her faith. She was given a labor camp term in the early years of the persecution. Ms. Tang and her husband later immigrated to Canada. However, her husband fell ill years later and moved back to China. Ms. Tang also returned to China to look after him, only to be arrested again. The police arrested Ms. Tang again in 2016 and later sentenced her to 3 years and 10 months. While she was serving time, her husband passed away. In addition to being arrested, Ms. Tang also faced constant harassment by the local police and lived in fear. The harassment continued even after she had a stroke. She passed away in October 2025.
Ms. Tang Bin from Chongqing passed on January 1, 2026. At age 64, capped decades of persecution simply for exercising her constitutional right to freedom of belief. She faced constant harassments by the local police and street committee members in the last 3 months of her life because she held firm to her faith in Falun Gong. In 2005, armed police officers broke into Ms. Tang's clothing shop. They held her shoulders and bent her head backwards and then took photos of her next to Falun Gong materials they had brought with them in order to frame her. While being held at a labor camp, guards, along with inmates, tortured Ms. Tang using various means. Ms. Tang Bin credited Falun Gong for lifting her out of despair, yet the communist regime repeatedly targeted her for her faith. She was arrested numerous times and served 2 forced labor terms and 1 prison term, totaling 5 years.
Falun Dafa practitioners in Singapore send Lunar New Year's greetings to Master Li. As the 2026 Chinese New Year approaches, practitioners gathered at Merlion Park on January 18th to wish the founder of Falun Dafa, Master Li Hongzhi, a happy Lunar New Year. They express the belief that every step and every moment on one's cultivation path is with Master's protection. While bidding farewell to the old and welcoming the new, practitioners shared their cultivation stories to thank Master for giving them a new lease on life. Among them was Mr. Dong, his wife, and their 2 children, who all practice Falun Dafa and say they've benefited tremendously. They are healthy, happy, and live in harmony. Their children are exceptionally intelligent and excel in their studies. Before they started to practice, Mr. Dong, who was misled by media reports and had misgivings about Falun Dafa, fortunately, his wife introduced him to the practice. He realized it was good after he read the main book, Zhuan Falun. Mr. Dong discovered that what the book teaches is the complete opposite of what he read about it previously, and he eventually started to practice himself. The couple had a son who, from birth to age 2, was often ill. Shortly after, the child started to attend the Minghui school every Sunday, where he read Falun Dafa teachings and did the exercises with other young practitioners. The boy experienced tremendous health improvements. The child told his father, "You should cultivate diligently." Their young daughter, who began reading Dafa books with the family, said, "This book is colorful. It is a book from heaven." Mrs. Deng said, "In this materialistic world where values are in chaos, we are guided by Dafa. I feel extremely fortunate." We often remind ourselves and our children to follow Falun Dafa's standards of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, to be a good person who truly thinks of others. As the Chinese New Year approaches, Mr. Deng said, "Our whole family is immersed in Dafa's Buddha light. We thank our magnificent master for his compassion. Thank you, Master."
Falun Dafa art exhibition in Belgium moves and inspires visitors. The Art of Jen Shan Ren exhibition took place in the Belgium city of Liège from December 12th to January 11th. The artwork on display was created by individuals who practice Falun Dafa. The artists demonstrated their understanding of the core teachings of Falun Dafa, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and the meaning of life through their work, and showcased the perseverance and compassion of practitioners who are persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party. Many visitors viewed the paintings and were moved by how the practitioners upheld their belief while exposing the persecution. One person said, "It's a story about goodness, about spiritual practice, and about the power of maintaining inner purity even in the midst of suffering." Some of the guests bought copies of the books Juan Falun and Falun Gong. More than 1,000 people signed a petition calling to stop the persecution. College students Allegra and Sublime Tahamba are sisters from England. They said the paintings gave them a good sense of reality as to what is happening in China and the impact of the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong. Allegra said, "The paintings are very beautiful and professionally done. The labels next to the paintings provided abundant information." The volunteer explained the meaning behind the paintings, which helped us, because before we came, I had no idea these paintings existed. It is very inspiring. Guilherme from Brazil is attending school in Belgium. He said his initial impression of the paintings was overwhelming. He was most impressed by the painting of children playing in the rain. "That painting made me very emotional. On the surface, it shows the children playing, but I could feel the deeper meaning. Everyone just wants a normal, simple life, yet it was taken away from them." The message Guilherme took from the exhibition is that one should not distance oneself or ignore the persecution. The art exhibition made him realize that art can be an important tool to reveal reality and awaken one's conscience. He shared, "I learned a very clear and important message." Bernadette has worked in art restoration and painting for many years. She lingered in the exhibition hall for a long time, examining every painting in detail. Her expression was focused and deeply moved. She occasionally pointed at a painting and discussed it in a low voice with her friends. She said, "This is a fantastic exhibition. I really enjoyed it. You can feel a strong sense of spirituality in every painting." She added that the exhibition moved her not only on an artistic level, but also on a spiritual one. Bernadette said, "These works offer a very insightful interpretation of religion and the spiritual world. Each painting conveys something profound, allowing you to calm down and truly experience it." She said the main message conveyed by the exhibition was very clear. She explained, "They want people to change their way of thinking, to become more peaceful, to love others, to share, and to make an effort to achieve this. Nothing will change without effort." European artist Celine Cedric said that this was not just an art exhibition, but a profound display of reality, suffering, and rebirth. What impressed him most was a painting of a little girl titled The Call of Innocence. He said, "For me, this was the most important painting in the entire exhibition. We see a young child like a daughter. The painting is closely related to current reality and conveys a beautiful yet extremely sad message." Mr. Cedric also commented on a painting that depicted change and hope and said it expressed a belief that one day something new, beautiful, and powerful will be born, a force that can liberate people, allowing them to express themselves and live freely.
European and American audiences inspired by Shen Yun. Shen Yun Performing Arts presented 35 performances in France, Italy, Poland, the UK, and the US in mid-January. Sold-out performances were common. Entrepreneur Maciej Borkowicz saw Shen Yun with his wife Lydia on January 9th in the Polish city of Lodz. They purchased a copy of Juan Falun during intermission. Mr. Borkowicz offered, "By guiding your life with goodness, this goodness will surely return to us. This goodness will surely overcome the evil that unfortunately surrounds us. And I think that through this message that you have shared with us here, all the people who are here at this show will leave this performance in a better place." The provincial governor of Lodz, Joanna Skurdydlecka, awarded the performing arts company with the certificate that read, "Honorary Patronage, Shen Yun 2026, China Before Communism." The designation of honorary patronage is a high distinction in Poland, reserved for the most important cultural events that demonstrate outstanding artistic quality, meticulous organization, and wide public recognition. In France, human resource head Emmanuel Pitaval saw Shen Yun in the city of Rouen on January 13th. He commented, "The show is amazing. It takes you on a journey through 5,000 years of Chinese civilization." Mr. Pitaval appreciated the values conveyed by the show and said, "These traditional values of sincerity, inner strength, and inner peace also allow you to express your strength outwardly. So it also spoke to me in terms of the positive energy that is reflected back, and therefore the feeling of being stronger in this way." On January 17th, Jay Richards, the vice president of the Heritage Foundation, an American think tank, saw Shen Yun in Washington, D.C. The performing arts company's mission was part of the reason he wanted to attend the show. He'd heard from friends that it was about recovery and articulation of the deep history and tradition of China before 1949, in addition to what he referred to as the devastation of communism. Mr. Richards said, 5,000 years of history is going to outlive this communist experiment, and the modern ideologies of materialism, communism, and atheism are a profound deviation and corruption of what is true and good and beautiful about the human condition. So I think the recovery of a deeper tradition and a more humanizing tradition is a very good thing.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.